I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But everybody's mine. I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
Friday is my day.
My day to play.
Friday is my day.
Friday is my day.
My day
to play.
Friday is my day. Friday is my day to play.
Friday I get my money and my woman.
All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on that day? It's Friday.
That's right, the weekend is here. Hey, what's happening with y'all out there? This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk. And today is Freedom Friday, which means whatever comes, comes. Wherever we go with it, we go. You know what I mean? Oh, man, it's a beautiful day here in Texas. And we're just chilling and having us a ball. You know, I'm like D.C. Hill. Friday is my day. Of course it is. I see you, Apple. Oh, man. What's happening? What's happening, y'all?
I get my money and my woman.
We got a lot of things. Things about put that on Boston. Come up with that. Touch the topic. We don't have to like to be able to change. Conversation. We don't. Yeah. So it's. Guaranteed, we're gonna laugh a little bit, have a great conversation, and just straight up have us some fun because it's Friday, y'all. It's Friday. God, I'm beginning to like the songs I pick. I don't know, I may be a little biased, but I'm still going to say I like the songs I pick. That's right, because they are the ones that I pick. Oh, my goodness. What's going on out there, y'all? Y'all having a great day? I know I'm having a great day. I am. I am just loving things right about now. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You know, I love the support I get from the people that's very close to me, my boo, you know, my child. You can't beat that. You can't beat that, man. No matter what you go through, there's always somebody to make you smile. You know what I mean? Just make you smile. that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Those two definitely make you smile and have fun. Wow. But anyway, it's Freedom Friday here today on Let's Talk. And when I say freedom, that's basically what we got. We got freedom to talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about because we can do that. That's right. I know the crew probably got a lot they want to jump on, especially with all this stuff going on with the marathon bombers and stuff like that. So, hey, we're going to get to it in a few. But before we do, of course, we have to get some things said and done and, you know, the preliminaries out of the way. We do encourage open dialogue on the show, and I myself am a very liberal host. Once I open your mic, I usually leave it open so you can interact with the rest of the callers. Now, I think that's one way of having a very good show and some great conversation. However, everyone cannot talk at the same time. That is just something that confuses, throws everything into chaos. Because everybody's talking, but nobody's hearing anything anyone's saying. You know, so let's please do not talk over each other. Once you have said what you're going to say and you say you're going to be quiet, just be quiet, okay? And let the other person say something. Then you respond afterwards, okay? That way everybody can get their say in. Also, make your comments and responses short and sweet to the point. That way, everybody will have a chance to get their say in. That's too easy, right? That's too easy. But some of us have trouble with that. So let's keep it short and sweet. And, of course, no 15-minute dissertations. If it's something that you can say, yeah, I did that so-and-so, and that's it, say it like that. We don't need to know the complete story unless it is actually relevant to what the point you're trying to make. But don't have too many of those, please. And, of course, the last and final and biggest thing in my book, no personal attacks. We are adults. We shouldn't have to stoop to the level of attacking each other. Now, it's fine to attack the topic that we're talking about or attack whatever someone has said, but do not attack that person. That's a no-go. You know, that once you start doing that, that shows me, at least, that you really don't have, you don't know what to say, so or you are not mature enough to take criticism. So don't do that. No personal attacks, okay? And of course, if any of this is violated, I will go ahead and mute you. And if you get really bad, I just gonna kick you out, okay? It's just simple. I try not to kick anybody out, but I will mute you. But if you get carried away, then yes, hell yeah, I will kick you out. All right? There'll be a couple, but it's not many of them. Okay? All right. Now, my next saying. We're going to get to the song of the day. And the song of the day is a great one. It's called The Weeknd by Michael Gray. Oh, Michael Gray. It's a great song, too. I'm going to play it in a few minutes. But before we do that, let's go and get to the quote of the day. The quote of the day is, if you are on the right track, you will get run over if you just sit there. And I picked that quote of the day because it had a lot of relevance in what we were talking about yesterday. You know, you just can't get in a relationship and just sit there and not, try to improve it. You just can't do that. I mean, you may be on the right track when it starts, but eventually that track going to get old and get cut off. You're going to have to get some new tracks. I'm just saying. I know that I may have confused some of y'all, but once you sit down and think about it, I think you'll come and figure it out. All right. Now, with that being said, I'm going ahead and kick in dang on the song of the day, The Weeknd. And after The Weeknd plays, when I come back, we're ready to get started. So going to get that drink ready, going to get that cup of coffee, that 5-hour energy, sit back, relax, and get ready for a great show. See y'all in about 3 minutes. I can't. That's what I'm talking about right there. That was Michael Gray. I know I say Michael, but that is Michael Gray. And the song is The Weeknd. See, I'm telling you, it's Friday. So we got to gear everything toward the weekend, you know. We done worked hard all week. And that's right. I say we have worked hard all week. And we got to get ready for the weekend because that's what we work for. Yeah, I remember that song, Working for the Weekend? Yeah, I should have played that, found that song. But anyway, maybe next week. It's the weekend, man, so let's have some fun. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line. So if you feel like joining in the conversation or calling in and starting a conversation, that's no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Also, you can go to my Facebook page with Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And I am on Twitter also at Driven4FRLife62. So that's the ways you can contact me during the show, after the show. It doesn't matter. Just contact me. Yeah, just contact me. We can get some things started. Also, I want to remind everyone, if you haven't gone to my Facebook page, please stop by and read the account of where a 6-year-old little girl was molested by a 13-year-old boy, and her mother is trying to raise money so she can get an attorney to help fight this battle that she's in with the father. I'm going to place the link for the PayPal account in the chat room in case you want to go and do it that way. Or, as I mentioned before, just stop by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com, and, read the story. And if you feel, moved to donate, thank you. If you don't or you don't have it, I understand that too. And we're saying thank you anyway for your thoughts and prayers, okay? Well, all right, we got that moving. And let's get on with the get on, huh? Well, y'all ready to get on the get on? I know I'm ready to get on with the get on. So, let's see, what's happening in the news, man? The biggest thing going on right now is they done killed one of the marathon bombers and the other one is on the run. They basically done shut down Boston. Wow. Can you just say wow to that? This is the first time I ever heard anyone telling the bus system not to run, the cab companies not to run. They even have placed a no-fly zone over the city of Boston. Can you imagine that? Man, it sounds like they really want these guys. Well, this guy, because one of them, one of them already been caught. However, here's the thing. Well, he's dead. Here's the thing with me. Now, how is it? Well, I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, it's interesting because they're interviewing the family members and things like that. And, you know, some of the things the family members are saying, you're like, do you know who you really talking about here? You know, the uncle is not playing. The uncle said they deserve to live because they're losers. Now what the uncle has said about the two guys, you know, they're losers. They deserve to die for what they've done, you know. However, the father over in Ukraine, over yonder way, overseas, in Russia says he's going to sue them for killing his son. Well, dude, don't you realize how many people your son killed on Monday? How the hell you got the gall in the nuts to talk about you going to sue somebody? Man, you better sit over there and enjoy communism and leave us alone over here. Talking about he going to sue somebody. Hell, what he going to sue him with, 1 ruble? It's Russian money, I'm just saying. But come on, y'all. Does that really make any sense? Why are you going to try and sue somebody when your children were in the wrong? I understand it's the love of your parents and all that good stuff. But shouldn't common sense come in somewhere and say, well, look, they did some things. They didn't have no business. Why am I even considering suing anybody? And then again, it may be just the heat of the moment. Who knows? You know, he may sit back and think about it and be like, nah, I don't think I want to do that. Honestly, I don't think he should. He would really want to do it. Not against the United States government. You know, heck, we can't even get away with it over here. So what makes him think he going to be able to do it? But you know what? I was listening to a talk radio this morning, and there's an interesting point that was brought up, and here it is. These guys, you know, right now, that's the only people we're looking for. But a lot of times when it comes to terrorist sales and training and stuff like that, they have people that are set up to take the fall. Understand what I'm saying? You know, if we go ahead and, you know, get these people caught, you know, everything forget, and me, the big man, or the ones behind it, we keep on going doing what we're doing. And that makes so much sense to me. It really does. But that's one of the things we don't even think about. These guys could be what they call fall guys. You know, that's why they were so easily found. Because they weren't meant to get away with it. And this way it was to take the onus off of whoever really was behind these bombings. Just a theory. And, you know, once I heard it, it made sense to me. Y'all may disagree with me, because I really don't think these cats did anything. In fact, here's the interesting thing, kind of scary also. One of the guys actually became a citizen on 9/11. Imagine that. So, you know, it's it's too many commonalities with this thing that just to say they were lone wolves or they just did this on their own. I'm not buying that. Now, you may buy it, that's true, but as I said before, there's too much going on and too many things are connecting with each other already, and they really haven't caught. Now, do you really think if they can help it, they're going to try and catch this guy? I mean, if you've been watching CNN, you see these cats standing on the roofs and walking around the streets with machine guns, I mean, weapons, and, you know, the pistols drawn. So they're not trying to really catch it because, you know, somebody is behind this. And I don't care if you say don't believe me or not, it's in our own government that's behind it. Now, you may have to go all the way around the world to trace it, but it's going to come back to us somewhere. Now, I know a lot of y'all may not agree. That's cool. That's cool. You don't have to agree with me. But I'm just looking at the facts and what's going on right now. You know, the facts are kind of leading up to that conclusion. You know. And then I thought about it. These guys was from Czechoslovakia, right? The Czech Republic or whatever that is. Now, many of y'all don't know this, but the fertilizer plant that was blown up in West Texas, that whole community is of Czech descendants. Understand what I'm saying? So all of them are from that region also. What a coincidence. Y'all not hearing me though. This is not me just talking off the side out the side of my neck now. I'm just connecting some dots for you so you can figure out what's really going on. Wow. But once again, those were lone wolves, you know. Nobody was behind that. And, you know, it just happened. That's what you want to believe. I'm going to let you believe that. But I'm just saying, just too many commonalities in this thing. Is that even a word? But it is today. So what did y'all think about that? Huh? Give me a call and let me know what's on your mind about what's going on right now. 347-838-8622. The phone lines are open. And let me talk to you and let's talk. Because I want to know what the heck y'all thinking out there about what's going on right now. I've given my opinions. What about your opinion? Howdy, howdy, ho. Okay. Anyway, back to the two people they're looking for. Of course, the aunt says they didn't do it. They could not have done it because they were good boys and, you know, they were smart and whatever. You know, and usually, let's really think about this thing. See, once again, I'm going to give y'all some more things to think about. Usually what happens is it's the smart ones are the ones that's able to do these type of things because they're too smart for their own damn good. And that usually is what gets them caught up. But y'all don't hear me, though, because if you really take a look back at anyone who has done this, they haven't been a dummy. Understand what I'm saying? They have not been a dummy at all. That's what I'm telling y'all out there. Y'all need to open your eyes and pay attention to some things beginning to, what I say, link up. Oh, I see somebody got their hands raised in the big club. Hey, you're on Let's Talk Freedom Friday. Can I have your name and what's going on?
What's up? This is Michael.
Well, hello, Mr. Michael. How are you today?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
All right.
All right. So what's on your mind, Mr. Michael?
Well, you made a great point. You know, education never stopped people from being violent. You know, we say education will get you a good job, education will go ahead and have your nice family, but it's never going to treat somebody how human beings treat each other. We can clearly see this. And the basis of all of this, we can clearly see that it's coming down to religion's ideology of why people are doing this. Not his education, but his religious ideology. They've been doing this for many, many years. All of this comes down to religion and what people believe in, his ideology. That's what it's coming down to. So you can have all the books, all the education that you want, but it's come down on how people look. Mankind's been doing this for years, and we can clearly see it. So when we tell the kids from the inner city, you need to go get your education, that's going to change your life. After the education, you're still going to have to deal. How do you look at another person? How do you show love? Education doesn't teach you that. Books don't teach you that. Look, the Colorado bomber, he was a scholar in school. This other boy right now, he was a scholar, got scholarships. The second suspect they're looking, honor student.
Mm-hmm.
Father says he's supposed to be good 2 years in a doctor. All this. So when we talk about how the things in our society, this is a fact and we can clearly see it. The people who have, like you said, we can clearly see it. People with the education and the bookstores, the politicians, they still have chaos in this world. So it goes, we can clearly see that if to have peace in this world, it's going to take more than education. it's going to take a revolution on how we treat each other. And look at the religious beliefs. That's why they're killing in the name of their religion.
Okay. Oh, well, I see somebody else got their hand raised. Let me bring them in, Michael. All right, you're on Let's Freedom Friday on Let's Talk. Welcome. Can I get your name? And what's going on?
I was waiting for Michael.
Oh. Yeah, but Michael, you know what? Michael just made some great points, though. I mean, I can't even argue with
sir,
that one.
Sir, the reason why they're not points, they're facts.
Yeah.
Michael.
Facts
Michael,
you don't agree or disagree with, they're just facts.
Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing
hey,
today,
Mike.
Man?
Remember yesterday?
You know, I'm just messing with that.
Remember yesterday when we were talking and you were saying that if a person was going to try to take the initiative to try to find out what was annoying the other person, that wasn't, I think you said, and I may be wrong, that was something that ordinarily shouldn't be done.
What are you saying, Joe?
I'm asking if my interpretation of what you were saying is correct.
No, my interpretation is this, and this is a fact. If you're in a relationship,
uh-huh.
And see, one thing about my friend, she'll let me know. But if you're in a relationship and you have a problem with what someone else done, right?
Uh-huh.
If I have if my girlfriend has a problem with me,
uh-huh.
She should come and let me know that she has a problem with me. I should not have to come to her and say what's wrong, and then she say, oh, you did something because the communication is wrong.
All right,
I'm saying. I still can ask her anything I want. Action is not.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying, but you were talking about, you know, recipe. So that's what I'm saying. So
So
in any, like, and for instance, if I'm with somebody, she does something, I'm not going to go on a silent treatment, have an attitude,
uh-huh.
And then not communicate with her because I'm not being a good communicator. If
all
she
right.
does something, I'm going to address it that day, and we're going to talk about and discuss it. I'm not going to walk around open because that's how people be open to communication. That's why
right.
we have
so
problems with relationships. I'm not trying to get another divorce, man.
All right.
Okay.
Have you communicated
wait,
anything?
Joe, before we go on that, don't hold up because I know where it's
but
going.
I ain't trying to talk about
well,
that,
I mean,
though.
Go ahead and ask that question. Go ahead and ask that question, and Michael answer it, and we're going to go back to what we were talking about.
All right. Have you communicated anything to anybody here about how they've annoyed you or anything?
Yeah, but I'm not expecting them to change. They're not going to make my life happier.
All right.
We were talking about a male and a female. Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Because yesterday you let me know that was annoying to you. So that is one of the flaws that I have. I take my sarcasm a little bit too far sometimes. So I wanted to apologize to you. So I'm apologizing to you if I've annoyed you beyond the point where you should have been annoyed by going, right.
Joe, you did not annoy me. First of all, notice my response that I gave to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was even comical in my response, Joe. Look, when I say that, you're not ignoring me when you do that because I'm going to continue to do it.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
So, I mean, you're not.
I'm glad
Joe.
You said that because I
was
having
you know
so
I'm
going to
be myself. Right. And I understand
okay.
that. You, I mean, you can crack fun of me, but I let you know why I do it. And if you mm-hmm. notice, every time I do it, I point out your contradictions.
Okay. All right. So I guess
all
we
right,
can go back
right.
to Eric's topic of the false flag.
Lord have mercy.
So what you think about the false flag, Joe?
Well, I think I don't know if it is a false flag, but I know one thing. Like Eric was saying, they shut down all of fucking Boston. They even stretched that into Connecticut. They even have a no-fly zone over Boston. This is a pure sign that the government wants to take away our liberties, our freedoms, just so they can impose, if not martial law, at least some sort of authoritarian regime. And I'm not for it. I don't like it.
Okay, how did you get all that out of that? And they looking for this suspect. They don't
exactly.
So how did you get all that out of that, Joe?
How did I get what out of all what?
Martial law and authoritarianism and all that other stuff you just said. Where did you? How did you get that?
Because they're looking for one guy, yet they're shutting down all of Boston. Listen. They're shutting down the mass transit. They put a no-fly zone over Boston. They've stretched out the manhunt into Connecticut. They told people to stay home so that nobody was supposed to go to work. They shut down the entire city looking for one guy. And who's to say that this guy is the right guy? Whoever they find, this guy's from Chechen, if they find him, you think they're actually going to capture him alive? They're going to kill this guy so that nobody can get any answers.
Well, see, Joe, there's a different world. The uncle is like, they did it, they shouldn't have did it, they believe in the FBI. Then they go interview the aunt. She's just like you. It's a conspiracy. She thinks it's the government. And then she contradicts herself saying, give me the evidence. You're asking me, show me the evidence, and then if you show me the evidence, you can't say whether I believe you or not, because the evidence is the evidence, so there's no believing. But then she doesn't even believe it. She thinks it's a conspiracy, too. Okay.
Well, where's the evidence? I mean, in this country, you're supposed to be proven innocent. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And besides, Garrett, didn't you say that the government was behind it?
Who?
Well,
I never said that.
Look, the mother's credibility is shot anyway, because she was arrested for shoplifting $1,600 worth of clothes. So her credibility is gone anyway, so nobody's really going to pay attention to that. The boy mom.
Her mother got shoplifting. I was talking about what the aunt said. I said
the aunt
came out saying that she doesn't believe the government. The government, she was basically saying they don't have proof. They asked me something. She don't believe. She hasn't seen any proof yet. And that she's saying that the government over Turkey, the government, the FBI, can set people up. If you listen to the aunt's interview in four, she's telling you that she doesn't believe in anything yet and that the government can set things up.
Well, I said at the beginning of the show that these guys were probably fall guys. You know, these guys are probably fall guys.
Wow.
They were meant to get caught. You know, just to take the onus off whoever's really in charge. Because if you notice it, whenever there's a big crime or anything, you know, you got the little people. Now, some of these things, they just cannot come up with that. I don't care how smart you are. You know, normal common sense ain't going to make you think of nothing like this. And for them to do it during the Boston Marathon, you know, and the problem was last night, they were out of money. So they was trying to rob somebody to get some money. So that tells me they had to be supplied by somebody else.
Hold up, son.
This is why they didn't rob nobody, sir.
They robbed somebody's car. They didn't rob nobody for money.
They went to the ATM machine, sir. They went and withdrew money.
They went and withdrew money from their own account and hijacked, robbed somebody's car.
They didn't rob nobody for no money.
That's all I'm saying,
okay,
bro.
Okay. All right. Okay, Michael. Let me bring Lowe in and get him started on the show today. Go ahead, Mr. Lowe.
Shalom, brother.
What's going on?
How y'all doing? Not much.
Yeah. Shalom.
I enjoyed the show yesterday.
What's up, Lowe? I'm going to be quiet today.
Oh, man. No, don't lie to
quiet,
me.
Michael.
One thing you don't do is don't lie to me.
How you doing today,
not,
man? What's
I'm
up?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm not snoring in your face, Michael, so don't lie to me. Okay, hey, man, real talk. I just said like this. The uncle will say anything just so they'll leave them alone. Because the first thing that happens is, well, you might have known something about it. Is there anything that you're hiding? You know, for your own protection, we think that we need to do this to you or you need to come and do that with us. You know, these are the things that only make sense. I mean, come on now. These people trying to push an agenda. See, the first thing that came out of their mouth was these were black people, dark skin. That was first. And all of a sudden, then you didn't know who did it. And now all of a sudden, two white boys come up and done this. So I do feel that the face of terrorism is so skewed right now till you don't know what the actual face looks like. I got a vision in my mind of a guy up in Washington, D.C. with a suit on, with a lapel on his jacket that says congressman or senator or something. That's the face of a terrorist to me, you know, because these are the people that push these things. They're a part of the structure that makes all these things happen. You know, there's no way that you're going to tell me all these things that are intertwined with each other don't go hand in hand. You have the food situation that they know about, they still push and they still allow. To me, that's terrorism within itself. For you to give me, for you to make it law, legal to have food produced that will kill me, that's going to kill me, or make me sick to the point of death. That's a form of terrorism. You know, and so that's one way to look at it. And then you need the crime element as far as explosions and other diversions to take your attention away from that stuff. I'll never say that the common man just came up with anything like this on his own. I'll never say that.
Wow. Okay.
Never.
All right. Any rebuttals?
Well, the common man has a lot of power. The common man basically has a mind. The common man with idle time is real dangerous. The common man is the ones in the city shooting and killing each other. Whoever set these bombs, these guys that set these bombs, they have the same mentality as someone going out and shooting and killing somebody over a block, over a drug dealer. They still have ideology. It's still crazy. It's the same thing. And what I'm saying is a lot of people are saying this is religious ideology, and it comes down to religious ideology. I understand what you're saying, Lo. But see, a lot of things is conspiracy. I always ask people this. People say, oh, 9/11, the government made all of this. They wanted to start war. So if the biggest government in the world had a big conspiracy, why didn't they plant bombs in Iraq so the whole world would know that they had their own bombs? Why wouldn't they do that? Because if the United States didn't plant bombs in Iraq, they made the whole world look them as a fool. So why would they stop at that
point? I don't
point?
Understand that statement.
What do you mean, honestly? No. Listen. Hold on. You can plant weapons. When you take over the country, we took over the country, and while we took over the country, we said we're going to find the weapons. Okay,
but
you didn't find the weapons,
did,
so hold on. So why wouldn't you, so since you're the big conspiracy country, why didn't you say, okay, he doesn't have weapons, so since our military is here and we took it over the country, let's plant some weapons, show the whole world, and we won't look like assholes. Why did they stop at the conspiracy? It doesn't make any sense. And the only thing I'm saying is people may stay.
You've already said enough. Let me rebuttal some
of what
you said.
Okay, all right, we'll go ahead and rebuttal, man.
Take a breath.
Okay,
first, now, once we got into that country, if you remember correctly, they switched it from, okay, well, we know he doesn't have weapons, but, you know, he committed mass genocide on his citizens. So we're here to liberate the people. So they already have switched the agenda at the beginning. And second, if you do remember, they came up with all these weapons caches that they found, you know, or whatever they call it. I call it a cache. But still, they went there looking for weapons of mass destruction, but they found weapon caches of 1,500 old-ass AK-47s and, you know, hand grenades, all that bullets and all of that type of crap, you know, stuff that they could have very well planted.
So why didn't they go for the business? I mean, because people are saying United States intentionally made those planes crash into the buildings to go to war. And what I'm saying is, if that is the truth, why wouldn't they show the whole world and even though he didn't have none in his country, why wouldn't they continue to say, okay, let's go on a big conspiracy, plant these weapons. So because guess what? If when they didn't plant the weapons, everybody has the attitude like you have.
I will give you the answer.
Okay, what is it?
Prior to going into Iraq, they had the United Nations, Wolf Blitzer, I forget the name. We had another guy who was an American representative go into Iraq to take a look for the weapons of mass destruction, and they didn't find them. Now,
hold up, sir. Hold up. Okay.
Now, if all of a sudden they found them in the same places where they didn't find them, they would know it would be a plant.
Well, first of all, the military, hold on, first of all, the military knew the sites that the UN went to get them. And number two, if you notice, I was really clear watching what happened during those times, and I remember it very clear. I was up to date on it. Saddam Hussein, they stopped. Saddam Hussein said, UN, you didn't find nothing at this point. The UN wanted to kill you on. Saddam Hussein said, stop, because Saddam Hussein said, come and check my country. I don't have any. I want y'all to stop our sanctions. But we thought that we'd keep on having them and having them and having them. They kicked the UN out. Tell the facts.
Do you
know
why?
They kicked them out 3 days before the invasion.
Right. So what I'm saying is, if America is a big...
Listen, Michael.
Your conspiracy doesn't make sense. Why did they stop at the conspiracy? They made themselves look like it was fools.
Because
I'm not going to make myself look like it was fools.
The other teams, they found no weapons of mass destruction.
And
so
I'm letting
all of a sudden,
oh my God!
So if all of a sudden there were weapons of mass destruction in the places where they investigated and found none, it would be an obvious plant.
What are you talking about? But the world was full of weapons of mass destruction, though.
They kicked them out because
they didn't let not continue to do the UNs. I'm letting you know for fact statement information, and I'll be quiet.
Because
the UN got kicked out of Iraq.
They're doing a recon, man.
The UN did not stop the weapons. They went in and did a reconnaissance.
That's why. They were going in doing recons on all of the facilities. They went in and did recons on those facilities, plus the places that they did that you had guys that. Just like in the movies, you have this small element of men drop out of the plane into the deep blue sea somewhere.
Man.
Just show up on an island somewhere.
The biggest nation in the world could have planted bombs so they wouldn't look like fools to the rest of the world. And I'm saying that conspiracy theory is a flaw. People sell books of what y'all are thinking about.
Oh, my God.
I'm just letting you know, if you don't think ordinary people know how to do something, you don't live.
You
never lived in the hood, son.
Go back and you check out. You go back and
some people kill people over a bag of potato chips, and you talk about human beings can't do nothing. Where you come from? I know human beings have crazy minds that me and you wouldn't do, low. And the government don't have shit to do with that.
You go back and you check out the scientist. I think he was a scientist that was asked about the tubes that Saddam Hussein supposedly had.
Yeah, there were the gases, and the gas was. Too old. It was too. I forget the name. It wasn't. I don't know if they said it was too putrefied, but the gas was not going to be good enough to be used as a weapon of mass destruction against the Kurds.
Yeah, the tubes wouldn't. The tubes for the for what he was trying to get. I don't know what type of weaponry or whatever he was trying to get or build, but those types of tubes would not.
Yeah, the aluminum tube.
Those aluminum tubes would not support weapons of mass destruction. The scientist that's been the scientist, the engineer, whatever, for like 30 or 40 years came out and staked his reputation on it and said, no, they would not be suitable. And right behind that, it came across the news. Oh, he tried to get tubes to build weapons of mass destruction. So it was a blatant slap in the face to him. You know, I can't remember.
I'm just saying, look, I think people are crazy and delusional selling books. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I do not believe that the United States government, when somebody in our government, out of three branches of government, said we're going to intentionally fill up planes and hit the terrorist bomb. I don't believe that shit. And I'm just saying the reason why I don't believe it is because if you're going to do a conspiracy and you're the biggest nation in the world and
Michael,
you wouldn't have no blunders,
forever.
You would not have no blunders, yo. Like
why
not,
not
having...
Michael? They've been doing it forever. This is nothing new.
What do you mean
if
they have been doing it forever?
If you look at the whole concept...
Hold up. You said, no, people are saying
the
reason why we had
9/11
is because we wanted to go to war of Iraq. And I'm saying this, at the end result, if we started that plan from day one, from the buildings falling to from going to war in Iraq, we would make sure weapons of mass destruction was in that country, whether it was not for our embarrassment for the whole world, bro. That's all I'm saying. We had power of it. It doesn't make sense. He just made a mistake.
Well, actually, what you're saying, it don't make sense because you're not making sense, bro. I mean, you mean to tell me.
But
you're
speaking speculatively, though, Lo.
You're
not speaking fact, bro.
You know all
this history. No.
What the United States has done. And then you're going to come back and tell us, well, I can't believe it would be possible that they would do such a thing. Are you crazy?
No. I'm saying I'm giving the facts. That's all
fact
I'm saying.
Is, fact is, the same government that you standing up
fact
for
is
that
what?
You're ready to take care of, take a bullet for, the same bullet government that you're talking about put motherfucking syphilis in your ass.
Okay, I understand
they that. Did
that. We understand
these,
that. Okay, you're not telling me
that,
nothing different.
And you
don't
go before
okay,
that. We're talking
that's
about
educated
the government.
Doctors,
we're not talking,
I,
we are not talking about individual citizens. We are talking about
and guess
the
what?
Government.
Guess what Hitler did? Hitler was an American. Guess what Hitler did? Guess what the Jews did? Guess what the Muslims
Hitler wasn't
did?
American.
Oh, I'm saying, no, he's talking about what America did. I'm talking about what human beings do. You're not telling me nothing different, bro. I'm
no,
talking
hey,
about
but
living in the now. But hold on. Well, hold on. Was the government behind the sniper? Lee Malvo and them. Was the government behind them? They was going around just shooting people, sniping people. Was the government behind Charles Manson? Was behind Ted Bundy? I'm talking about mankind's mind, and I'm talking about the
well,
bomb today. Some people,
listen,
I believe
hold
more
up,
stuff.
If you're talking about mankind's mind is that warped, then why is it that you believe the government, which is made up of the most corrupt people in the world, how come you don't believe that they could be that warped?
No, I know that they're warped, but we're talking about the subject. We're talking about
yeah,
making
talking about
the...
You're talking about the destruction of the World Trade Towers, plus you're talking
right.
about the government planting, having the power to plant weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And but you're saying that they probably wouldn't do it because they're such the power... They're such... Well, I'm talking like you... Because they're such a powerful nation, is that they would have the power to do it, but since they didn't do it, therefore the weapons of mass destruction didn't exist. Then you also said that the government...
I never said the weapons of mass destruction didn't exist. I said the weapons of mass destruction never exist, but I'm saying if they have a, if they're going to conspiracy, why would they stop at the conspiracy there?
Right,
because they made the whole world look at them as a fool, bro. So you
that's
don't
what
make
I just
sense.
Finished saying.
Exactly.
And you also said that the government, what kind of governmental history? Are you not aware of the governmental history? Of
yes,
the
I am aware of, but I'm living in the present now.
Wait, hold on. What they did in the past, they can't do in the present.
Okay, right. So
that's what
listen.
You're saying.
And I'm letting you know, hold up, first of all, sir, I know the government has this power, and when you say the government, all you visualizing is people, and I'm letting you know that people that's not in Congress, that not has position, ordinary people, they do crazy shit. And I'm letting you know that people can cook up a motherfucking bomb in their house and do shit. I've seen ordinary people.
Well, yeah, they
people.
Can't. So
hold on,
no,
hold on, look.
No, man, listen.
You live in Montana in a world. Look, listen, bro, you live in Montana in a world. Listen, yo, you live Montana in a world somewhere.
Actually, Michael, you don't know where that man lived. That's just where the world is.
Okay, go ahead. Y'all can continue.
That's just what he told. You don't know where the hell. I was thinking about that. I don't know where the hell Joe lives. Joe says, yeah, I live in Montana. I'm a mountain man. Whatever. I don't know where the hell. I know listening to his voice, I have thoughts in my mind where he could be from. I'll keep it to myself. But I don't know where he's from or where he's at or whatever the case may be. It's not even up to speculation. But like I said, if you want to check it out for yourself, go and do just a little bit of historical research on Nero and the burning of Rome and why he did it. And as soon, while the city was burning, what did Nero do? Type that into Google. While Rome was burning, what did the Emperor Nero do? It'll blow your mind away.
And, Michael, what kind of atrocities do you think the government has done in the past?
Well, first of all, since you gave me an apology,
right.
I just want to clarify what I said, Joe. I'm going to take it for your – that's the fact that you say you live in Montana. And the reason why I'm saying, Joe, is because I'm looking at actuality. Mm-hmm. I live in a world, been in a world, where I see human beings that's not connected to the government do crazy shit. that do unheinous shit. Now, I don't know where you live at, but I live in, I've grown up, I've come up rough, and I've seen people do shit.
Right, there's a lot of people.
Okay, so people have different backgrounds.
Right.
And the only thing I'm saying is, when people say, oh, Lowe made a statement that I do not believe that the ordinary man could do something like this, and I'm saying he's delusional. I know mankind's mind because ordinary people make up the government. They're not aliens. They come from somewhere.
Okay.
People get educated. Listen, people can get educated in technology right now, go to school, and all of a sudden become a hacker and become total crazy. Education to totally
right.
destroy them.
Right.
So what you talk? I'm talking about the mentality,
okay,
bro.
Okay, right. You're talking about mankind
so don't
in
think,
general.
Right. So don't think that individual groups can't do certain
okay,
things.
Okay. So individual.
That's not a part of
yeah,
government.
Individual groups.
So
have
your delusion is that you say make that statement. That's all I'm saying. All
right. So individual groups like the Withermen, they have done shit before. They've blown up FBI buildings. Individual groups. The Symeonese Liberation
Army.
Look
what the KKK did.
They were,
right, look what
they
the KKK did. Right.
Right.
Look what the KKK did.
And all of that.
Memphis bombings. Right.
So,
the churches. Church bombings.
Yes. So if you believe that the mind of mankind is that warped, then why are you leaving the government out?
Excuse me? I never left it. Well, listen, the only thing I'm saying is
saying
I know that people,
okay.
hold on. I do put it like this. I do not believe that the government intentionally, y'all saying that the government intentionally put those people, these people that we hunting now, intentionally put them there to set the bombs there for everybody to go crazy. I'm saying I know people, no, I don't believe that.
We were talking about the Twin Towers.
But
you're
no. He was saying, but we're talking about some people believe, but we're talking about today's time. Fuck the Twin Towers. But I was using that as a reference and how it's not consistent. And what I'm saying
well,
is I know real people do
towers.
Shit. Give me the evidence that the government is doing this shit right now. If
there
the government
is no
has,
such thing as smoking gun evidence that the government
Hold up. Look, the aunt said she doesn't have evidence. You see the guy with a book carrying a book bag. Now, they're showing me factual evidence of a camera. Now, people can see themselves in a camera, so that's real. That's factual information. Do you think the camera's real? He got the book bag. Then they see the book bag right on the ground, and he's walking away from the book bag. So you saying he's not planting it? What do you want me to believe, Joe? That the government? So you want me to believe that the government told all those primes because he has family members?
What
so he's working
with
for
that
the government. He, it does happen because I'm dealing with factual information. He planted
all right,
the
so you're dealing with, okay, so you're just saying that the government.
I'm dealing with facts. You want me to go into
all right,
the government
dealing with facts. That the guy walked away from the backpack. So you're saying that the government had nothing to do with it?
I can't say that. The only thing I can say is the government can prove that what person put that down there. That's theory
okay.
if you say he worked with the government, go. You don't
and
have
I
no
And I said when I got on the air, I didn't know if the government had anything to do with it, but I said that the government would use it. Remember what I said?
Use what?
Would use it as a false flag so that they would blanket out
Boston. Hold on. If someone intentionally locks down a town and say they got a bomb, how is that a false flag? Listen, hold on. If a person's walking around, we don't know where he at, and he has explosives to him, and we tell everybody to stay in the house because we want to make sure that if anybody is walking on
the
sidewalk. I'm asking you a question. Listen, Joe, if they was in Montana right now, you would stay in your house.
They've had other groups that have had bombs. Name me a town that had to be closed down because of these other domestic terrorists.
And guess what? Look at it now. Right now, Boston. I'm naming Boston because everything is situated. Name me the town that we had this situation right now, Devin. Name me a situation in American history that we had this right now. We never had it. So it contradicting yourself.
All right,
so they had to do something different.
You don't know that the government did it, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you believe that the government could have done it?
The government could have done anything,
all
but
right.
I know facts. I don't know if the guy worked for the – listen, if the family members know the
take
guy –
take a look at today like you're talking about, and you take
look,
a look
but
at
but
the,
but
you
look,
take a look
Joe,
at
look,
the history
people
of
gonna
government
write books about what you're saying,
you
Joe. You're not facts. Speaking facts, Joe. You're not speaking facts.
Oh,
if the family member tells you
I
that they live with them
– you've got what's called confirmation bias.
No, I don't. I'm speaking
yes,
facts.
Do.
How?
Confirmation bias.
Tell me where
you
speaking facts.
Is when you
what
take
facts are you talking about?
Confirmation bias is when you take any piece of information and you just twist it to fit your own bias. That's confirmation bias.
How am I twisting it? Tell me what information
did
I twist.
Because you're saying that, yeah, the government might have something to do with it, but it really doesn't have anything to do with it, even though there's a history of the government.
No, Joe. I don't know nothing for certain, Joe. I know the government is made for people, bottom line. What are you talking about?
And
but
if
I know
those
facts
people
with
are as demented as you say people are,
the only thing I
then
can
don't
say
you
is,
think they would
I know
be more demented in an organization that has the power to carry out that kind of demented mind?
Listen, as a citizen, I can identify the person who set the bag down as a citizen. Other than that, it's theory. Bottom line, the tapes can show that.
Disagree that y'all not going to agree, okay?
It's just that simple.
But anyway, I'm
going to
get something else real fast, but before I do, I just say, you know, Micah, you may not believe, but that doesn't mean that it's not true, and that's for sure. And what we're saying is like...
Well, you're talking about religion, sir. That's how people get religion.
I'm talking now. All right. Anyway, and, you know, I'm going to give you this example. It's like a drug kingpin. You know, he always on top, but he got the little boys down there on the block selling his drugs. Now, who you think going to get picked up first? The little boys down there selling the drugs or the kingpin? And once they get arrested, what are they going to do? Find some more to put out there. But he's never going to get his hands dirty enough to get caught. Let's think about this, Michael. Let's put it in reality, as you say.
Yo, but you still speaking theory
anyway,
because a lot of people... Hold on.
I told him about that whole shit.
There is no theory. There cannot be any theory because out the north, everybody knows it's kicking. No lieutenant colonel in the entire history of America, in the United States.
You're breaking up, Lowe.
Hold up. Now, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Colonel Oliver North could never have come up with that on his own, all on his own. He could have never cooked that up on his own and made it happen all on his own. So, of course, he had to be the face of the bad guy. He had to be the scapegoat for the whole situation. And when it went south, that's exactly who he was. He was the face of the whole situation. And all the people that were standing behind him are still there. No one knows who they were or who they still are. Or what positions they hold today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are facts. And that is a contradiction to think everything is transparent and it went as far as it could go, and you know it did.
Well, we're talking about this situation right now. If the FBI show you, listen, I want the FBI to show the whole tape. If the FBI show you, this is all I care about of American Senate. If the FBI showed me an identification with a guy with a bag, and he sits the bag down, and he leaves with the bag without his hand, and it blows up, I'm saying he was the bomber. Now, all you said that he works for the government, he's in correlation with that's theory. Only thing I'm worried about as a citizen is the fact, and I'm being careful and letting my sons know what to deal with. Watch out for bags and shit like that. All y'all, son, go ahead and sell a book and write it because they're going to get y'all money. Y'all gurus. I'm dealing with facts.
About the guy in the backpack is not a fact. That is a fact.
Right.
What are you talking about? Listen to me. I swear. Listen to me. Listen to me. Okay, I'll be quiet.
One other question I have, so we can get a whole lot of stuff out the way. As far as September the 11th goes, I was in the shower, so, hey, I didn't hear what y'all guys were saying. But what happened? How did the third building fall?
11. Okay. Y'all talking about 9/11. We talking about here. Wow.
Okay. No, wait.
I asked that question the other day.
We are tying all of this in.
Thank
when
you.
The man that owned the building said out of his own mouth, we just decided to pull the building. I was talking to the fire marshal, and we just decided to pull the building. And so we went ahead and pulled it, meaning we went ahead and demoed the building.
Okay. Okay, so what conspiracy is that? Okay,
anyway,
conclusion.
Okay, all right. We're not going anywhere with this, and we're going to move on to the next thing.
It's no secret.
We'd be in the same spot.
Exactly.
All right,
you sound stupid. It's not no secret.
And I told you, boy. All right, now, let's go on and talk about because of what happened in the Boston Marathon, and they are foreigners, one had a green card, one was an American. Is there now evidence, more evidence, that we should redo our immigration laws and make them stricter than what they currently are?
No. I'll tell you why. That's of no consequence. If those people wanted to get immigrants, illegal immigrants, out of this country when they had more than 200,000 of those Spaniards, Latinos, right there protesting and says, well, who's going to pick the strawberries? Who's going to do this? They knew all of those people, well, the majority of those people were illegals. And they did absolutely nothing. So that's not the problem.
Well,
I mean, if you did start to make tougher immigration laws and you decided to take out the people that take the illegals and deport them and then get tougher on your borders, then all of a sudden, hey, the job that since you let the influx of all these people come in, the job that used to pay the going rate, which was a pretty decent job, now pays a subpar rate because, hey, I don't have to pay you all that money. I can get these Mexicans to do it for a little bit of nothing. Then that job is going to require a little bit more money.
Well,
so, no.
Well, unfortunately for you guys, they shouldn't change it because the government is behind this. If the government is behind this, why should they stop? Why are you even asking this question if anybody thinks the government should stop it? I always think that we always have selves in religion. If you notice their story, they've been educated, but from between 2 years ago, one guy started praying six times a day. He never did in his life. 2 years, he starts praying six times a day. The other one started doing religious things. It comes down to his religion. But according to you guys, the government had to do it. So, you know what I mean? Whatever y'all think. You can't say the government should stop it if you think the government's behind it. So keep the borders the same. It's not the immigrants' fault. The government is doing this stuff. So let all the immigrants from real religions, all the Al-Qaeda, all them people come into the United States because the government is behind 9/11 and the government is behind this. It's not man with ideology and religious ideology.
Now, I thought your ass didn't want to talk about 9/11. You see how you go out and then you come back? You see how you do?
I just do like you, baby. I stick and
okay,
jab
well,
just like you do.
Well, we can have all our brawl. How about that? Yeah, we can.
All right.
We can get that toe to toe. How about that? Now, like
what
I
you
said,
think,
man,
Joe? What you think about it?
I don't like immigrations anyway. I don't like the immigration policy. I think it's easy to keep the immigrants out. You just don't give them access to welfare. They have a government site up there which is specifically done for immigrants. Immigrants can come in, and they can get almost immediately welfare, food stamps, et cetera. So it's an incentive for these people to come across the border. You don't even have to have fences on the border. If you had no welfare, and if you weren't hiring these people because you didn't have the incentive for them to come over, then the wage would go up, and Americans would take the jobs that the immigrants have. The immigrants, in part, but it's a great part, is ruining America because of multiculturalism.
Well.
People don't even think they're Americans anymore. They just think they're Spanish. They think they're black power, or they think they're white nationalism. The idea of America is going down the toilet.
It's not
but
going.
I understand that you, but see, I understand, but see, listen, you're saying that because you're American, but other people, you know with his family, they suck asylum in America. He just got his citizenship last year, September the 11th. His whole family accept asylum because their country, where they were living at, where his aunt and stuff was at, where
yeah,
their
they
condition,
were living in.
Hold on, their people was in chaos, just like America's in chaos.
You know what, Michael?
Hold on, their people could not, their people could not deal with each other. Their people were fighting amongst each other, and guess what? They had to seek asylum to this wonderful land, America, and we let them in.
Yeah, I know, but see, we shouldn't. The whole thing is that.
Well, but according to you, it's America's fault. They set it it up, so we should.
Well, that's right. It is America's fault. The thing is that people who say, well, they're only coming over here because they want to get a better job, better education, a better future. Well, no shit. And when a burglar invades your house, that's because they want your fucking money. They're guilty of international trespassing. Oh, and by the way, the Associated Press has made it official. They're no longer calling them illegal immigrants anymore.
They're not, because they're right. They got their green cards and shit.
No, it's not because they got their fucking green cards. It's because they're just not calling because of PC.
No.
Yeah,
it's because of factual information. Listen to me. If I have a green card and if I'm United States, am I a legal citizen? No. If I got asylum, listen, if I became a United States citizen September 11th, 2012, am I a legal immigrant? No. Because I have documentation. It's factual information.
I said illegal immigrants. I didn't say fucking naturalized citizens.
No. They can never talk them into any illegal immigrant because they have documentation. I already knew that, Joe. You're not telling
me
anything.
But that's not an illegal immigrant, Michael.
I know.
Well,
so they never could have called
about?
Them. I'm agreeing with you, bro.
You're not agreeing with me. You're telling me that what I'm saying, which I'm saying red, and you're saying, well, Joe, you're saying blue. No, I'm not. I'm saying illegal immigrant.
Joe, we're saying
illegal.
You got to watch
Deep Throat Michael. He'll switch it up.
Jay.
Woo.
Hey, man, you like using that word deep throat a lot. I wonder where you get that slang from. I wonder where you get that slang from, bro.
What slang?
Deep throat.
Okay, we ain't talking about
anyway.
See, D-Lo, you want to attack me, I can attack you back, bro.
Anyway, hey, I explained that the other day, man. All it is when you're running your conjecture and then all of a sudden you stop and go and you start back going, you take a deep breath of air. That's all I'm saying, man. Nothing out the way, you know. That's all. But
then when you finish, Michael, you can always go, bah.
But I understand where your conspiracy.
Like
why do y'all involve in the government? So what are you going to do, though?
Well, before that,
can you change the government?
One question I'm asking.
Joe, can you change the government, Joe?
Can I ask this question?
Yeah,
Michael,
we can, but
Michael,
we don't.
Please, can I ask
no, I'm question? Asking you.
Me? No,
okay.
I can't.
Look, wait a minute. Lo was trying to ask a question, Michael.
I was, but you know.
Go ahead.
To ignore
Lo. Okay. My question is, in 2020, when you have more than 20,000 drones just fly in the skies of the United States, what do you think this place is going to look like? What do you think it's going to be? What do you think they're going to have more than 20,000 drones flying over this country for, day in and day out? What is that for? They're already letting you know that they plan on doing it. Well, what's it for? What's it about? What's the end game to it?
Michael?
I'm asking.
Oh, Michael must have gone. Well, I'm going to agree with you. That's going to be.
Oh, he muted me.
No, I'm not.
No, are you not muted?
Michael. I'm agreeing with Lo.
Oh.
It's going to be Skynet.
Hmm.
I want to ask y'all a question. How do y'all think everything should be
run? No, I cannot change the government all by myself.
No. I want to sit back and we talk all that shit every day, right? How do y'all think that everything should be? I'm going to sit back and listen.
I'll give you your answer.
If we four or five guys that come on and do all of this politicking all the time, we come on and we talk about these things, and maybe, let's throw a name out there, Miss May could be sitting there listening to something that she didn't even know. She had no idea about it. And she go back and does a little research about it, and now a little light bulb comes on. And now she knows a little more than she did, and she takes that fact to somebody else. Me,
she takes what? She takes that what
she
fact?
That fact, and bring it to someone else.
Right.
And explain these things.
It has to be fact, though. It can't be speculatively. It can't be theoretically. It can't be religiously. It has to be factually.
Oh,
and I love that, Lo. And we don't do that. I'm glad you said that. We don't bring fact. We bring theology. That's why we're fighting in this world.
All right, so what's
the fact is, if you never open your damn mouth and say a word, nothing will happen. Nothing will change, and people will just stay asleep. Nothing. Just by me at work mentioning to a guy, you know, they have different numbers
on your fruit that you buy, and they specify different things. And this was a man that had no idea about any of this stuff. And he was sitting there eating a piece of fruit and just happened to look at his fruit, the little tag that was on it. I said, yeah, that right there, that says that it was grown organically. But there are those that's grown GMO and with pesticides. So just with that little small conversation, this is something that he took back to his home, discussed with his wife, and now his family doesn't eat these things anymore. You know, you start small. I mean, man, you're not going to get the whole world, because there will be people like me that'll say, hey, I'm looking at all of these facts, and my theory is that they screwed up somewhere. And then there will be people like someone else that I know that's, regardless to what fact they see, I'm going to stay here with Boss. I like it here with Boss. I'm not attacking anyone personally either, so don't take it personally.
But see, every time I talk to you, right, and every time I talk to you guys, I want us to talk about how we treat each other.
Okay.
How do we treat each other? How do we look at each other and treat each other? Because that's what we always talk about each and every day. And if you bring your religion, if you bring your ideology, we can clearly see it. It's going to come down that this came from religious ideology. And we can clearly see how the world, if you look at the root of it, take all the missiles, take everything out, it comes down to how other people decide how other people should live. Someone should be exactly like me. And if nobody is exactly like me, because that's what religion says, then they're evil. All religion says that. From all sides. And we're not taking it down. And guess what? You're running from. I want to get down to the root of why mankind is treating each other the way we do. Fuck the government, because that's a title. I'm talking about human beings, men and women, treating each other the way we do. Let's look at that way. Fuck all that title, government.
Weeks ago, when I said that the DNA of humankind is so bad that if we left this planet and went to other planets, you were probably on the phone, Mike. If we went to other planets, we would colonize the other planets because of our DNA. We're born that way. We are born to conquer, to dominate, to rule, and to kill.
No, we're conditioned that way, sir.
I believe
we're not born.
Theology.
See, first of all, you just spoke theology, man.
We are conditioned to operate in different ways. Like, for example, the Chinese have Chinese torture. Other countries have their own different brands of torture. But everybody, most people, the vast majority of people, are born with that particular DNA. And when the opportunity presents itself, people will react like savages. That's what the whole thing about. So what was the name of the book? Lord of the Flies. That's what it was all about.
Right, and once again, it's another theology, is another theory. If you can, I understand DNA structure. I may have some mannerisms, because a child in the hood may never seen his father, and I guarantee you he has some mannerisms like his father who do DNA. But I'm talking about the psychological mind.
That's
when that baby was born,
no,
hold on. The DNA don't have to do with the psychological mind. When someone conditions you to think that, well, hold on, listen to me. When someone conditions you to think if someone's white or someone's black, they're ill and they're different to you. When you conditioned and think, well, look at your history, and I want you to look at this history at another point of view, son. I want you to point it at my opinion, my theology, what the Bible says, what the Quran says. So that has nothing to do with
but
DNA. That has conditioning with the mentality of the mind.
Saying. I'm talking about the environment.
I'm speaking fact.
No.
The environment has nothing to do with the mind.
So how do you get conditioned if
you
don't?
You can change. Hold on. You can change your mind and your environment. The mind comes first. The mind makes the environment. And I'm speaking facts. Hold on. Listen to me. I'm speaking facts. The mind creates the environment. So in order for us, listen. I'm not speaking of belief or religion. If you change the mind, you change everything. If you change the mind, we will definitely treat each other differently.
Well,
I guarantee you.
Right. Religion has tried to change the mind. Positive thinking has tried to change the mind. Esther's tried to change the mind. The new age has tried to change the mind. It doesn't work because the DNA is that powerful.
So what are you doing then? So what are you saying? So according to you, listen to what you just said, that statement.
Right.
If it does not work, change into mind. We are what we are by DNA, so fuck it. So what do you call the shows for, Joe? You're contradicting yourself, and I'm letting you
I'm
know the mind
the show
can change.
In order to get entertained.
What are you talking?
Born,
no, according to you,
fun.
According to your statement, you're contradicting yourself that we
How
are made by DNA.
Myself?
Because you just said that the mind don't have nothing to do with it. It's DNA.
I didn't say the mind. I said the DNA
boy.
Made up the mind.
No, it doesn't.
It
doesn't.
You know that because you're a geneticist.
No, it does not. No, it does not. It can't.
It
can't. It
can't.
So
in other words, if we were born with
because,
DNA.
Because if a child is not around his father, right, he's going to act different because his
and
father.
There are kids
but hold up. The mind is made of what? Knowledge. Right? So you can so someone can have two twins can have the same DNA, right? They can have different knowledges. One can like math. One can like classical music.
The twins,
bottom line.
The
now
twins,
their DNA.
The
hold on. Their DNA can make both of them. Yeah, hold up. Their DNA can make
of
both
the world,
of them almost
they still have
their
basically
DNA,
the same likes.
Their
this
DNA.
One.
Listen.
I that studies have been done on identical twins, not fraternal twins. Well, they've probably been done on fraternal twins, but identical twins. They basically have the same types of predilections and desires and goals and same motivation because their DNA is the same. So that's what I wanted to say.
Too much contradictions, brother.
I have to.
Let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing.
The environment is what shapes the mind. So
let me tell you. Let me tell you one thing. You can change the environment in somebody, but that person is going to take themselves with them. That's a fact. If a thief is in the environment in the hood, and if he don't change from himself wanting to be the thief, he can go into a classic Beverly Hills environment, and he may not be stealing the same way that he may be in the hood, but he's going to steal a different way in Beverly Hills. I'm telling you, you're going to change
That's
the
right.
mind within yourself.
That's
so
right.
Hold up, the environment don't mean shit, and I'm letting you know.
Wait a minute.
Hold up. All the buildings, listen, when the black people came up from the South and migrated to these big cities like Chicago, the mind did that. When they stacked black people on top of projects, who did that? The human mind.
The
human mind structured the society, boy. What are you talking about?
I'm
speaking facts,
you
Joe. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right,
you gotta change yourself.
Look at my contradiction.
Fuck the environment, boy.
I'm asking you.
You gotta change yourself.
You're saying the mind gets conditioned, yes or no?
It's a fact.
Okay, so what conditions the mind? You can take a little longer if you want.
Oh, you are B to B?
No, you're there.
Oh, okay, I thought he'd be. I mean, he keep on going in and out of me, so.
You didn't hear
what conditions the body of a thought?
Of
a mind's condition
so
the mind.
Wait a minute. So
of a mind's condition the mind.
The mind is conditioned by the thoughts.
Right, it has to because everything
right,
because
so what,
because society derives from the thoughts.
How does he get his thoughts?
From his knowledge, from the past,
from
his traditions,
from his conditions.
Right, exactly. That's a fact.
So you're going around in a circle.
No, I'm not. Listen, sir, let me tell you things.
Never mind.
Let me tell you. Where does thought come from? You don't even know. Where does thought come from, Joe? Where does your thought come from? How do you think, Joe? I ain't even going to go there because guess what? You're going to have to pay me. I'll be quiet. Let's go on the next subject, man. Go on the next subject. I know what I'm talking about, boy. I'm speaking facts.
You win, Mike.
I know. You know why? Because I'm speaking facts. You say it
That's
every
right.
time, Joe.
You're
every
all
time we get into it, you say I win because I'm speaking facts.
You're all factual.
But we need to grow from that. We can grow from that because
I'm
it starts how we think, grow. I'm speaking facts.
Absolutely.
What divides us? Religion.
Michael, I'm going to ask you a question.
Hmm.
Are you a racist? You just called Joe a boy.
Racist?
No, I'm not. Joe know I'm not a racist. And Joe know what I said, Montana. He know what the point I was trying to make. He know what I'm trying to make.
As much
Joe knows me.
You the last person that I think is prejudiced.
I dated a white girl before, and it was good.
I'm sure
not prejudiced.
Oh,
believe
Lord.
That.
You know what?
I had this no money before.
Like that. That's the first thing you look at. Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah, you are. Right. See, just because I made that statement, see, now you're going deep in your own thoughts. I just gave you a factual information.
Oh, now I'm going deep into my own thoughts.
Because you don't know nothing about my life. Right, you don't even know the type of woman I mean, yeah, I ain't going to
Okay, Michael. Okay.
That's
we're not even going any further than that.
That's the dude that says, hell yeah, I got white friends. Hell, I got a white car. I got a pair of white shoes.
I know you got me on that one. You got me. I'm be quiet on
that. I used to have sex with a white woman. Okay, well, all right. What does that mean? Mouser used to have sex with plenty of black women.
Okay. All right.
Most of my career, I worked around mostly white people. In the military, in banking, in IT, mostly worked around white. Military, 70% Caucasian. I'm speaking facts. I've worked around Caucasian most of my life.
That's fine. I'd have told you on that banking thing just because you was a teller or.
See, you can say that's cool. That's cool, though. That's cool. That's all right.
I like that one.
I'd be quiet on that.
I remember you saying that, Mike. I was in the financial industry.
I spoke fact though.
Yeah, you changed those $100 bills real good, I bet.
Yeah, I bet. Anyway, I want to get back to I'm going to go back to yesterday's show. No, you missed yesterday's show.
Oh, that was a good show.
I went back and listened.
Okay, and it basically was if you're the weakest link in your relationship, would you change for love? And, I had a little survey out like I always do on certain questions. And here are some of the responses. I want to see what you guys think. Well, I already know what Michael's going to say. Here's one. Yes, it's in the best interest of the relationship. You should always want to improve on your weaknesses to strengthen your relationship. Let's see, here's another one that says, the question is, what is love? Love's definition has changed over time. There's a lot of parts in the love equation. So many times people can't or are not willing to do it at all. Adding things, subtracting things, dividing things, even multiplying things. Okay, so I may have gone too deep. I'm sorry. Love is work, but in the end, it's well worth it. So I guess basically what they're saying is yes. Yes, you can do that. Let's see. Can I get another one in? Here's a good one. This is the point I was making with the sit down and talk to each other. Yes, the problem is we don't always realize we need to change until it's too late. You know.
That's why I think it's good for people in order to have, let's say, maintenance, right? You just ask your mate, baby, is there anything that, I can do better, What's wrong? And people are going, nah, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. Who does that? Well, people can do that.
You know, and that was my point I was trying to make yesterday. Of course, when everybody's like, no, why would you do that, including Michael? Well, if you sit down and talk to them, that means there's a problem there already. No, it does not. You sit down and talk to them.
Has to be. So you're contradicting yourself. If you listen to your question, Joe, watch these facts. Well, listen to your question. You're saying that I want to know what can we do better. Therefore, there must be a conflict between the present time and the future. That's a fact. And I'm saying that if you're in a compromising situation and you're in a merge and both of y'all compromising, it's happiness already. You don't have to sit down and talk about how can I make it better.
You don't have.
So it's a conflict. So you're telling me, Joe, for factual information, Joe, I know you're a college educator, and I'm asking you for, look, let's speak at the facts of the matter. Let's examine this. If you sit down and say, ask somebody, how can I make it better, is that a conflict of what you're presently going through now in a relationship or the future? Is that yes or no?
No, it doesn't have to be. No.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Because you're saying you have to do better. If
what
I say,
about
listen,
when you have a car?
Listen,
and
if
you
I
bring
say
the car
I have to
and
reach
you
a point.
The oil. Are you
no,
changing
do
the
we're
oil?
We're talking about human beings. We're
up?
Talking about human beings with emotion. Don't compare us with cars. How we do? We're mechanical. Like we're mechanical like the car, but we have emotional. We cry. We have
my,
love.
I'd like to spend one day in the job with you.
We can choose violence anytime we want to. We're crazy people. We blow bombs up. We make aircraft
yeah,
to hit hundreds
bombs.
Of thousands of people. We're better than cars. We're more powerful than cars. I'm talking about human
it's
beings treating us against other human beings. Don't compare us to good cars. I'm talking about human nature, how we treat each other. That's my
you know, Mike, you must drive your coworkers fucking nuts.
No, he don't,
look,
because he don't say
look,
anything.
Man, look, stay with the topic. Let's stay with the topic.
He don't
stay
say anything. He's not going to say anything at work.
Because you know
matter
why? Because I'm speaking fact. Okay. Notice what you always
you
do.
Lying.
Stay
what
with the fact.
You lying. And you lying. And I'm going to tell you why you're lying.
Stay with the
fact. I'm going to tell you why you're lying. I'm going to tell you why you're lying. Because, okay, let's use people. People play sports. Let's make this very simple. People play sports. Michael Jordan, best example I can give you. Ninth grade, didn't cut it, didn't make the team. Had not practiced enough, went back, practiced, finally made the cut. Do you think that he stopped practicing because he finally made the cut? No. His game was good, but he wanted to find out, is there anything that I can do to make it better? I know my game is wonderful right now. But is there any way I can go to the free throw line and take a shot with my
eyes closed
and have confidence to take the shot and know I'm going to make it? That's all it's saying, brother. It has nothing to do with contradicting yourself or it's a problem there. It's nothing to do with having a problem there. It's just knowing that, hey, is there a possibility that there's anything that I could bring to the table to make it just a little bit better. I know it's good right now, but is there anything possible that I could bring to the table to make it just a little bit better? And the best part about that would be when your mate tells you something that they're thinking but they hadn't told you, so it can be in the open, and then they ask you and you reciprocate. That would be the best part about the whole scenario, because then you have a dialogue to work with there, because maybe you were thinking that this is something that you could change, and you really didn't know how they felt about it. And so now that they've said, hey, you know, I really don't like when you, after you eat, you sit there and you suck your teeth. I really don't like that. It's kind of annoying to me. And you might have thought this already just by the facial expressions that you get when it happens, but you didn't truly know because they never said a word about it. It has nothing to do with just, you know, submitting and breaking all the way down. It's just, you know, you wanting to make your situation better. And I'll break it down to a car now. You buy a car. It looks nice, brand-new car. And you decide to put some chrome wheels on, chrome rims on, just to make it a little bit more appealing to the eye. That's all. Is there a rebuttal?
Oh,
I'm sure there's going to be.
No, he done fell off again. His handlers probably came and got him. Yeah, his call dropped. His handlers probably came and got him.
His handlers, yeah.
Yeah, he probably got too excited. They had to go and give him some medication.
You know what, though? If we have that topic, like an offshoot of what we were talking about yesterday, about male pride and female pride, because I think that has a lot to do with the breakup of relationships.
Yeah, that's like I said yesterday, that's going to be Tuesday's show.
Okay.
Yeah. That should be a good one, though, I would think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, because I want to get into that alpha male shit.
I'm going to tell you something that I saw yesterday, and I thought the world was coming to an end.
What?
When I heard Lady say, and you know what? I agree with Joe. I said, oh, boy.
I heard that. I know. She said Joe had good points, and she said Michael's got good points. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it all started with Supreme the other day. He got her hot and bothered, man. He kind of flustered her a little bit.
Lord, I got disconnected. What do you said I was lying about? I didn't hear you.
Nobody said you were lying about it.
I said he was lying. Yeah, I said he was lying.
Yeah, but that was before he went off. That's before his handlers got him.
Yeah, that's before your handlers come up. Man, I said you was lying because, and don't cut me off either. I'm going to go through this whole thing again, but I'm going to paraphrase. I'll use the best example I can give you is Michael Jordan. Eighth or ninth grade year, he didn't make the team. He went back, practice. He made the team, but he didn't stop practicing because he made the team. He said, you know what, I'm good, but I want to make it just a little bit better. And when he got to college, he was still practicing. When he made it to the NBA, he kept practicing to the point where he was confident to go and take a free throw shot with his eyes closed and knew he was going to make it. All of this came through the practice. It didn't come through just being idle once you got there. He tweaked it and put it to the point where, you know what, this thing is very sound now. It's a beautiful situation in motion. That's all he did. If he'd have just stayed idle and stagnant after he made his ninth or tenth grade team, then Michael Jordan could probably be working for PepsiCo driving trucks or something. I don't know. I mean, would you agree with that or not?
Yeah. Right, but he has some principles. He's not see, Michael Jordan has some principles. That's why he's not a real religious type of person. See, real secretly. Hold on. No. I'm saying he has some principles about him. That's all I'm saying.
How do you know he's not a very religious person? How do you know?
Because it's ever evident. He's rolled. He's not openly put it like this. I'm letting you know. Forget Michael Jordan. I don't want to live his image. I'm speaking facts about mankind.
What is your point, Law?
I don't want to look at another image. I want to look at you and me. Fuck Michael Jordan, because he's no different between me and you. Fuck Michael Jordan. Fuck another image. That's why y'all religious people, y'all want to be another image. I want to talk about you and me. Fuck Michael Jordan. I don't know what Michael Jordan. I don't want to be his image.
You see that, Mr. Talk? He had no way to answer the question. So fuck.
No, I don't want to be Michael Jordan's image, sir. How dare you?
And you're talking about religion.
I see Michael Jordan's image. As we using that as an example, so you can see what we're talking about.
His image as an example. What are you telling me?
Listen,
you're speaking parables, sir. Get to your point. I speak parables.
Are you talking to me? You talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zap.
All right. What the hell wrong with Michael?
Now you hear me laughing, don't you, you asshole?
All right, we shouldn't gang up on Michael.
How you gonna do that, though? I mean.
I know.
I bring you a very reasonable analogy, and you just say forget about it. Because he couldn't figure a way to discuss it.
I know.
Man, come on, man.
Welcome to our world. Whoever gets a straight answer out of Michael anyway.
Right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Who else is on the line besides Lowe, me, and Eric?
Michael?
Besides Michael.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody else.
No, it's nobody else.
Oh, I thought it was
Michael. Yeah, it's about other men's images, man. Y'all crazy. Talk about yourself.
I have a question now. Who is this? This is you, yourself, or Irene. Who is this? Who am I speaking with right now?
Man, let's talk about the points. Notice, man, this is freedom from fire. I'm having fun, man. Talk about an issue, bro. One, talk about the bombings. Y'all think the government did it? I don't think the government did it. I don't think. Okay. So what else do you want to talk about?
We were talking about the relationship factor and the going to sit down and talking and say, hey, is it anything I could do to just try to tweak our relationship a little bit? Anything that you think? Fucking Mormons, devil worshippers.
Yeah, what do you mean by tweak? What do you mean by tweak?
Oh, Lord, here we go.
No, I'm listening.
Okay,
I want y'all to be my teacher.
I will tell you. Okay, do you wear jewelry or earrings or anything like that?
No, hell no. I never believe in a left ear type thing. I never believe in no earrings in my ear.
Right,
I have no tattoos.
Do you wear jewelry, man? Yes or no?
I have no symbols in my symbolism, sir.
Do you wear jewelry? Yes or no?
Answer my question. You wear jewelry? Yes. Okay, that's jewelry.
Nice watch.
You wear what? You wear a
nice watch.
Okay. So you go down to the corner store and get you a watch out of somebody's briefcase.
Yeah, I see my got real good watches. I see my got real good watches.
You do this to compliment your outfit, right or wrong? You get a nice watch to compliment what you're wearing, right or wrong?
Exactly. That's my style. That's me.
Exactly.
That's what
what's the difference in talking to your spouse or mate and say, hey, is there anything that you think that I could do to compliment our relationship?
Because we're married and we're already happy. What are you talking about?
While we're trying
to reach another point, you're saying that we're right now, everything, so it's also everything is going good. And then all of a sudden, you just say, well, shit, everything's going good, but I want to see what I can make something do better. So let's sit down and see. What I'm saying is, a good merge, you're going to involve, yo. There's no better, yo. Because when you don't reach that point, you're going to be dissolved. I'm just saying everything should evolve and run smooth. I'm just saying if you're saying you want to be better, I'm saying it's a conflict. Because you're looking at the now and saying something should be better and change. You don't like the now, so something should be different than the now.
That doesn't mean
it's a
conflict.
And she might not even be coming to you for that shit. And I'm saying if you're going to sit down and have a... No, you're saying you're going to sit down and special time. Now we can make it better. Look, if you want to... Listen... Put it like this, like my friend. She did something. She achieved something. I chose, not her, I chose myself to give her a gift. Me, my personally.
Oh.
I thought that.
Are you cake?
Never.
Are you cake?
Look. No, never, boy. Been for her a while, never had to do that. But listen to what I'm saying. let me share my life with you. Let me share my life with you. Can you at least let me 90 seconds? So I gave her a gift. Okay, because I wanted to do that because she achieved something. I know what she was going through, and I said, okay, I'm going to do that. Okay, a month later, she achieved another gift. I didn't do anything because that's what I didn't feel anything. When I gave her something, it comes from my heart. No, it wasn't no automatic stuff like that, Lo. That's all I'm saying. Do you see what I'm saying, Lo?
No, you just all over the place right now.
You
like one of them bouncing balls where you throw it on the ground and go up. You don't know where the hell it's going. That's exactly where you are right now, Michael.
I give you one better. He like one of them. He like one of them chicks with a lot of kids that get to go to the club one time.
Sometimes you gotta tell somebody a situation to get my point.
Your point makes our point. Because you did it out of concern. You didn't do it out of conflict. You did it because you wanted to show her how you were going to please her and reward her for what she did, right?
No. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I did it from my heart. She did
from
not accept
heart.
It. Was not that I did it because I wanted to do it, right?
All
but
right.
Guess what? When it had to give again, I felt no obligation. She can achieve something else. I have no obligation to do it again. You see, do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm letting you saying, you
the
saying that
you
I'm doing that to make it better?
Saying.
No, I did that because that's what I wanted to do. That's
not
making
anything
better.
About making anything
so,
better,
wait,
Mike.
So in other words,
about?
If
that's
you don't want to do
about.
It, if other people
you,
want
it's
going to
come natural, yo. You should not have that talk. If you're talking about how we can make this shit better, you have a conflict. There's a problem, bottom line.
That's great. You on that dope. You're talking crazy,
bottom line. No, I'm not. You're talking crazy.
Yes, you are, man.
You ever see the commercial
go,
where they have the
sorry,
imam?
We need to run this business better. There's a conflict. We have to
so
work our relationship
Jordan
better. We have to have a better relationship. This is a conflict.
What
how
are you
can
saying,
I make
Joe?
Our relationship happier?
What are you saying,
how can
Joe,
I make
without
you
Michael
happier?
Talking
what
over you? What is Joe saying without Michael talking over him?
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, I was just asking if the Michael Jordan example got to him, but I guess it didn't. So that's
no,
it.
Because he Michael equated everything like he did the car. You can't because I'm not. I don't want to be like Michael Jordan. Ain't nobody trying to tell you to be like Michael Jordan. We was using that as an example to show you what we're talking about. But for some reason, your reality and your facts and your whatever the hell else you own. You're just not getting it, Michael. Now I'm just going to tell you like it is. You're not getting it. You know, it's scary, but you're one of them people that believe if it's not broke, don't fix it. But a lot of people have gone down the wayside thinking that same damn thing, because eventually it's going to develop some cracks somewhere, and you're going to have to fix it eventually. So why not do the preventive maintenance on it to keep it from happening? That's all we're saying.
Listen at that word, preventive maintenance.
Go ahead, Saul. Am I unmuted?
No.
Yes, you're unmuted.
Yeah. Well, you said every time. You see, you're thinking my thinking is going by the wayside, but what you guys thinking of going down the wayside? Have you had tremendous, wonderful relationships all your life? Come on. And I'm letting you know we all talking on this session because we don't know the answer. And the only thing I'm saying is forget what we want to believe in our opinions. The only thing that we can live is start from facts and how we all are. Bottom line.
Can I give you two facts, Michael?
I wish we had a woman on the line. God really did. Because I think they will show you, Michael, that we on the right track with this one.
But no, okay. You're not.
Ladies, where y'all at? 347-838-862. Come here.
If you want to make something better, you have a conflict.
You automatically have a conflict.
It's a fact.
In other words,
that's
how you can see it. If I want to build my house better, don't I have a conflict from what is and what I want in the future? We have to make it better.
No, it's not a conflict.
That's a fact. It is. Well, what is a conflict then?
A conflict is when you have hostilities. You have hostility.
No, it's not. No. That's not a conflict. What is a conflict? When you have
a conflict of opinion, or when you have conflicts of hostilities, that's when you have something that's very, very different. Okay? Where's the difference?
Can I use this one now?
Okay.
I'm going to use this one now. We're not house.
Can you and your wife have a
conflict? The analogy of
Michael,
houses.
Without yelling? Without hostility?
We're not houses.
Yeah.
Why are we using the analogy
so
of houses?
So your definition is wrong. You can have conflict without hostility. It can be opposing
to you. Instead of conflict of...
And
I just want to shut the hell up.
okay. Quick thing. Now, he used the analogy of a house. Okay. Let's say that your house is one color, and you see a fabulous color that would be great. I mean, it's really going to set your house off. And you decide to paint your home that color, and it's much more beautiful that you did. I mean, that's not a contradiction, is it?
No, but don't tell Mike that, because he's always interested in facts.
Yeah.
Well, that is the fact. You wanted that color, you painted your house, and it looks better.
That's not a Michael fact.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, Michael, you're muted.
Anyone who listens, every time he zaps me, remember facts are being spoken. Every time he zaps me, so that's the fact cue. That's how I look at that zap, sir. Not a problem. But like I say, if...
Now.
Hey, damn, Michael, you only got on the air for 3 seconds. Shit. God.
He was one of them hard-headed kids, I'm telling you. I know he was one of
You know it. You one of them got everything thrown at him. Shoes and everything.
Somebody used to maul his head. They grab their thumb gun and take their knuckles and maul his head or snap his head.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all.
I guarantee they did that to him.
See, you ain't right, Lowe.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, I'm calling you.
Lowe, you would have tore my ass up if I was kidding, what?
Yeah. I want to spend one day in your job. That's all.
It's all good, y'all. It's all good. Shit.
I'm
listening, y'all, man. I'm quiet.
You know, that's a lie, Michael, because as soon as we start talking, it's going to be, hold up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about one more thing. There's something placed on my Facebook page. And I know Lo saw it, about this 10-year-old little girl. She just dropping it like it's hot and tweaking like she crazy. And this child is 10 years old. And you know. Huh?
Ass popping.
Oh, that's what it is. Ass popping.
Yeah.
Okay. It was wrong. It's really wrong. A 10-year-old little girl. That's just wrong. Oh, you well, go ahead, Michael. I think you find that okay.
I'm laughing at you. I'm just laughing at you. I listen to y'all. What y'all got?
Why you laughing at me? What's wrong? What's there's nothing wrong with a 10-year-old
girl. I'm not saying if it's wrong or right.
Since you got the giggles.
I'm not saying it's wrong or right.
Oh, so now.
Would you let your 10-year-old daughter do gymnastics?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's showing her shape, her body. I mean, that's showing her a visualized way. What are you talking about? The mind. I mean, would you let your daughter be in a dance group?
Michael, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
I haven't seen the video, but people dance, kids dance in different ways. I don't know if she's having sex or not. I don't know if she's doing it for artistic view or whatever.
Facebook, 10 years old, twerking and dropping it like hot or whatever, ass popping, whatever they call it at 10 years old.
Okay.
She was twerking.
What did you say to the tribes in Africa that have 10-year-old girls naked and they doing voodoo dances and stuff like that? Have you ever seen Taboo?
Yeah, I play the game every now and then.
No, I'm talking about National Geographic. Taboo. That means that other people live different than you. And I'm just saying, is she having sex and having pregnant or what? Or maybe she wants to be in a dance group.
No, she's learning how
what
to be
she
a whore already.
Okay,
she
so why do gymnasts
how to do?
So why do gymnasts do not wear a dress? I think they should wear a dress. Let's say if I say me, coach, right?
What?
Because a lot of people religious, like a Muslim, he would not let his daughter be a gymnast because he know men's body and perverts are out here and look at that woman in a type of different way. You're showing a daughter's frame. Bottom line. These women are out here, a lot of Caucasian women have these girls dressing up like dolls and princesses, Miss America when they're 9 years old, have them in bathing suits and stuff like that, and now you understand why these men have these perverts out here. Like John Benamsey's Ramsey case, you remember that? All these white women got their daughters doing that type of shit. That's crazy as shit, too, and you talking about hood mothers. So we can look at different type of that. We all crazy in different societies.
What white women got their daughters doing it?
You know, JonBenet Ramsey. Look up and see how many white girls or how many white women got their daughters dressing 9, 6, 4 years old, dressing up like Miss America pageants, bathing suits.
Yeah, okay, that's one thing.
Putting all that makeup on the kids, and you wonder why we got pedophiles out here. That's crazy
like
as shit.
I said,
some religions wouldn't involve it because they know that's why you have some religions, they have their women covered. Some Jews have their women covered because they know how the man mind is. So I'm just saying that's how some people think. I'm just talking about how religion makes us different and divides us. It all stems from theology.
The ugly-ass mama that got the little 5, 7, 10-year-old girl doing this stuff, she was never nothing. So, hey, I'm going to make my daughter beautiful. I know one personal.
So what
right,
her
girl?
Daughter
absolutely.
Showing her ass is a gymnastic showing her ass. They still show
an
ass.
That's a totally different thing.
What the hell
How?
Are you talking about, man?
How? Where's your mind
How?
Going at?
Because number one.
I'm saying a Muslim would tell you there's no
question,
difference.
But you ain't nobody going to be able to answer you. So, hell, do it matter?
Okay.
Oh, we gonna answer it. Damn it.
Go ahead, man.
All right, now, what I was saying was, it is a difference, Michael, because one is disrespecting not herself, not only herself, but her family should be feel bad, should feel some kind of crazy about it. And oh man, don't get me started. She disgraces in the black community altogether. At 10 years old, Michael. 10 years old, she dropping in and folding the back and doing whatever. They ain't no 10-year-old, and she probably can't even tell you the first book she done read. That's the problem I have with it, Michael. We teach our kids how to run out here and learn the tune, the rap songs, and twerk or whatever, but we won't teach them to pick up a book and read. There is a problem with that. You cannot compare that to a gymnast. Number one, because a gymnast is athletic. You know, they're doing something positive. Twerking is, there's nothing positive about twerking. Nothing.
You can go to any gentleman's club and catch a twerk.
Yeah, any gentleman's
club. Well, first of all, let's point out these contradictions that you just
said. Oh, here you go with this bull crap.
No, because we need to be, no, because we need to point out these contradictions, sir. What about a cheerleader? What about all those white girls who be cheerleaders? They still twerk. Oh, listen to what I'm saying. They still twerk themselves in a certain way. I already gave you, and you always put color on it. I'm talking about human beings, and I'm saying I don't know nothing about the girl, don't know her grade point. There you go, theory. And I'm just saying I haven't seen the video, but I'm just saying looking in other cases where people or women are showing their ass. I don't, me personally, if I had a daughter, me personally, if I had a daughter, I would not let my daughter wear stretch pants. But if another woman wanted to let her little teenage, 10-year-old daughter, 13-year-old daughter wear stretch pants, and even grown women wear stretch pants, where you see the whole buttocks, that's why some religions don't do it, okay? Okay, I wouldn't personally do it, but if another people want to do it, I'm not going to sit there and talk about that it's bad and it's wrong. That's just for me. I'm not going to do it. Now, if you want to be telling my daughter, I'm going to tell my daughter that no one at this age, no one needs to see your shape, and I know how men are. Bottom line. Now, if someone else do it how I am, I'm not going to look at them and ridicule them because I have love in my heart. Bottom line. And you're speaking hate right now. That's
all. How the hell is speaking hate?
It is, because what's for me may not be something for somebody else. As long as nobody's killing you, as long as nobody's taking your life and murdering you, how is that girl murdering you? She killing you? I'm letting you know that I would let my daughter know if you would wear stretch pants. If I would let my daughter know if you would wear stretch pants, why I
don't ask rhetorical questions.
Go ahead.
What she's doing is. And you thinking that she's just dancing because you haven't seen it. I saw this. I stopped it after like four seconds. The girl is dancing like she having sex. She fucking the air. That's what she's doing. And it's disgusting. And if you were man enough to go on YouTube and look at it yourself, you would understand you cut all this bullshit talk out. Oh, my daughter dancing. Man, come off of this dumb shit you're talking about. It ain't got nothing to do with no love in your heart. We talking reality now, man. We talking about your future. If your daughter can dance that good, if she's that great of a twerkologist, then I wonder what could she be if she actually put her mind to something that was of some value. That's what I'm talking about. You got plenty of time to do that stuff when you get grown, if that's what you choose to do. But if your parents put something in you above and beyond that, then you won't make an excuse that the reason why you're stripping is because you're paying your way through college. When in actuality, you enjoy the money that you get from stripping because you got all the nice handbags. And I like this new phrase, hair hat, which is nothing more than a weave. You got this expensive hair hat that you're wearing, and you keep all the newest everything, that you, accessories and all of this and all that. That's what you're paying for. That has nothing to do with school. Mean to tell me that's the only way you can make it through school is shaking your ass, degrading yourself? The hell out of here.
All right. Well, you know what? Thanks for that, Lo. Okay, we're going to end it right there because I got some appointments I need to keep this afternoon. So we're going to get out here on time today. But as I always do, we give y'all your last words and let y'all say what's on your mind. And being that the weekend is coming up, you know, give some encouragement, hopefully. So we're going to start with the man with the mostest, Michael.
Yeah, I'm unmuted.
Yeah, you're unmuted. Your last word.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't have much time, but let me tell y'all something, man. See, why these bombings happen and all this stuff is about, look at it, religious ideology and how we look at each other. And all of us, if no one is trying to steal something from you, trying to take your property, trying to murder you, leave them alone. Let them live the way they want to live, okay?
and let everything fall, because us, the way how we treat each other, fuck all that other shit, how someone else do, how human beings treat each other, that's why we have this chaos in this world. And think about what it comes down to. Ideology, we're not dealing with the facts. And when many people have different ideologies, especially different opinions, and different beliefs in gods and different ideologies, all these different opinions, and not deal with facts, it always has caused war. That's a fact. We can see it. So let's start with facts.
All right. Thank you, Michael, and you have a great weekend, man. See you Monday. All right. Mr. Lowe.
Good show, man.
That's it?
I had fun on this mission. Absolutely. I had fun.
All righty then. Appreciate it. And I see you on Facebook and Monday.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mr. Joe.
What's the topic for Monday?
Monday is Soapbox Monday. It's whatever you bring with you.
Okay. Well, at the end of the show, you know me. I don't have much to say. So have a good weekend, and I'll see you.
All right. You too. See you Monday.
Okay. Take it easy.
All right, y'all. Once again, another outstanding show here on Let's Talk on Freedom Friday. It's amazing, though. It really is that some of the thoughts and processes that people's mind go through. It's just amazing. You know, it's one thing to say you don't understand or you just don't believe in it, but to go and try and justify it with some round the way, out in left field type of explanation is just wrong. It is. It's wrong. No, of course, we know, you know, you have to keep, you know, you have to keep your mind open to receive what someone is saying. But after a while, if you realize that what that person is saying is not worth receiving, you can shut your mind off. Now, Michael say the mind determines the environment. I don't know where he got that from, but I think the environment determines the mind frame. I really do. But that's just my opinion, and that's just my theory. That's all I'm going to say about that. Well, y'all, you know what? It's about time for me to get up out here, and those were my last words for today. Don't forget Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific time for Soapbox Monday. And don't forget to keep smiling. Always smile. It doesn't hurt to smile. It really doesn't. Don't forget to show appreciation to the people you love this weekend. If you got the weekend off, hey, go and hang out with them. Take them to the park. You know, just hang out with your family or your closest kin or your closest friends, whoever. Just show some appreciation. You may be surprised at the appreciation you get back. And the biggest thing, don't forget to forgive with the open heart. But before you can forgive with open heart, your heart has to be, you have to have forgiven yourself first. If you haven't forgiven yourself, then there's no way you can forgive anyone else. All right, y'all. Well, with that being said, I'm about up out of here. And we're going to close the day off with one of my favorite songs here. And I know some of y'all like this song. I know I do. It's Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. Until Monday, y'all, I'm out of here. Have a good one.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.